January 2011 brought conflicted emotions for Hamed Salim, a Zurich social worker in Switzerland more than 20 years. Egypt's revolution had landed in front of his childhood home.
It started, I live downtown, you know. It's just a couple of minutes from Tahrir Platz. I really, really was worried. The second thing was happy, but my family is there. And really a little bit afraid. All of these things, you know, and always thinking, what can I do to be a part of it as an Egyptian? Yeah.
Salim took leave from work immediately to take to the streets where he still feels at home, wanting to show how serious he felt the revolution is, despite some protesters seeing only a chance to perform.
28th of January, I saw it on TV. And it was like, for me, like, from TV, it's a joke. You are going with camel and horses, you know, like, is it a joke or what's happening now, you know? I didn't see it as a dangerous, but I wasn't also there between them.
Tahrir was filled at that time with millions of Egyptians urging change and reform in what they saw as an oppressive system under Hosni Mubarak. Despite mostly peaceful protest, clashes erupted, notably and recently on Mohammed Mahmoud Street, just off Tahrir. Tear gas, thick as fog, filled the area while protesters threw rocks. Activist footage documented security forces using buckshot and pellets to disperse the crowds. Even now, there are sporadic protests, but those are mostly peaceful.
They are saying a lot of parole against the military regime, you know. And a couple of women who are sitting in the car, it seems like mothers from children who dies in the demonstrations, you know, like in Mohammed Mahmoud Street and Tahrir Square, you know. Yeah, they are not satisfied with what's happening now.
I study the history of the place, of Tahrir itself as a site, because I study urban planning. Tahrir has been transformed under Mubarak into a very weird place.
Khaled Fahmy is chair of the history department at the American University in Cairo.
They cut off trees that gave shade. They put very slippery marble tiles that make it very difficult to walk in the square, on the sidewalk. And then they erected these very, very thick and high fences that prevent people from crossing streets, supposedly for safety. But in fact, and this is in all big squares in Cairo, there is a deliberate attempt, and it doesn't take a genius to find this out, to prevent people from congregating.
Tahrir Square looks now more a carnival than a hub of revolution. Large tents and groups of people camp constantly in the square while traffic pushes and crawls through the roundabout, cars moving in every direction. Souvenir and food vendors now stand where millions protested a year ago.
People are now feeling that the country belongs to them, and that's not to be taken for granted. We did not feel that it's our country. For people to turn Tahrir Square into a circus, that is very political. That's a very interesting transformation of people taking the very core of the city, the very heart of it, and turning it into their space. They do whatever they want to do in it. The amount of conversations and deliberations and very, very serious political debates that took place in Tahrir over this last 13 months now is something that Egypt has not witnessed in 60 years.
No, they are not satisfied. They are not satisfied. And they are now walking through to Tahrir Square. It's around 100 meters.
Small groups voice their disapproval in the streets of Cairo, using their public space as they see fit. Hamed Salim is entranced by the revolution and what it's done to his country, and he's optimistic, just as optimistic as his family is, living 12 to a small home on the rooftops of downtown Cairo, just steps from Tahrir.